Chapter 5. Crimes Against Nature.
This is Rudy. He has pretty pink wings, Wellington boots and protective gloves. Rudy is a litter fairy. He spends his days picking up rubbish after people. Many people around the world believe in Rudy. They prove it every day through their actions. For example, when they buy a bar of chocolate, they don't throw the wrapper in the bin. They throw it on the street, because Rudy will pick it up. When they have a picnic in the park, they leave their rubbish on the ground. Rudy is especially good at picking up plastic bags, beer cartons, and food scraps. When they have some particularly nasty rubbish to get rid of, like old fridges or industrial waste, believing in Rudy makes it really easy to throw everything into the nearest river or sea. Rudy likes swimming. Do you believe in Rudy? If you do, it may come to you as a shock that Rudy does not exist. It is tragic, but true. Much like the Tooth Fairy, Rudy is just a figment of our imagination. This means that we must stop relying on Rudy to pick up our own rubbish. It's up to us all to take care of our environment. It was a shock to me too at first, but trust me, it gets easier with time. Mother Earth needs a good wash. Her seas are becoming increasingly polluted and the rubbish dumps are growing. However, it is not just bigger dumps, oil spills and nuclear waste that are creating this problem. We as individuals are contributing to the pollution of our environment by littering. You may think it is a small thing if you, just this once, can't be bothered to go to the nearest bin with your banana peel or sweet wrapper. But if 6 billion people around the world thought that way too, we would have a major problem. It is high time to take action, and we can start small. If we can stop the littering, we will have taken a big step towards a cleaner planet.